You would have to be a very hardcore college hoops fan or have a memory that stretches back to 2013 to remember the name or know the name Barry Hinson. He is your head coach of the Southern Illinois Salukis men's basketball program. And if you listen to this show enough, you know that I am an absolute sucker for coaching tirades and coaching meltdowns. There's something about the cult of the coach that I really appreciate, particularly guys that are good behind a microphone. Like the fact that Washington State is 8-0 since Mike Leach went on that tirade a couple of weeks ago about how his players don't move their feet through contact and they don't turn up field when they catch the football, just how soft his guys were. I loved that. And I understand some people don't like it, but that's just me. I find it to be very entertaining, and I dig motivation like that. But some of these guys also are a little bit crazy, and Barry Hinson probably fits in that category. So I mentioned 2013, the first time he kind of registered on the national radar for a tirade is when he was laying into his team and specifically his guards and said that his wife could do a better job scoring.
Well, Marcus, off game? Off game? Yeah, Marcus had an off game. Marcus was absolutely awful. That's about as PG rated as I can say it. He was awful. Our guards were awful. Our three starting guards had one assist and seven turnovers. They must think it's a tax credit. It's unbelievable how our starting guards play. And let's talk about our big guys. 2 for 11. How can you go 2 for 11? My wife can score more than 2 buckets on 11 shots because I know my wife will at least shot fake one time. But those guys aren't listening. They're uncoachable right now.
My wife! I can't get enough of that, seriously. And the Salukis, so they finished 14-17 that year, then 14-19, then 12-21. But hey, last year they were 22-10, and they were 11-7 in their league. So, and Coach Hinson's fourth year there in Southern Illinois, maybe he finally got the program turned around. Maybe he finally got some guards that understand how to shot fake and have a better assist to turnover ratio than 1-7. Because my limited understanding of baseball tells me that's, or basketball rather, tells me that's not good. Now, he popped back up again because 2 days ago, and this is, you know, when I said I'd never heard of this before. Honestly, this entire situation is absurd. An Arkansas journalist asks him, a visiting Southern Illinois coach, after Arkansas won 90-65, mind you, they only had 4,000 fans show up in a big arena to watch Arkansas beat the hell out of Southern Illinois. Sporadic attendance. A lot of fans dressed as empty seats. An Arkansas journalist asked Barry Hinson to comment on Arkansas's fan support. I have never heard a visiting coach, after taking a drubbing, lay into opposing fans for not showing up enough to support a team that just drilled his team. Like I've heard of maybe a coach commenting on, let's say, how good Seattle or Kansas City's crowd is when their quarterback has a hard time communicating with his offensive line and there's some false starts, right? Like, I've heard them praise a really good crowd. I've never heard a coach criticize a road crowd when you've been drilled by 35 points. This is something else.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
That's not an Arkansas crowd. That's not Razorback crowd. Now, you want me to get on your crowd? Because here's what I'll tell you. I've been in here. I've been in here with Coach. As a matter of fact, I didn't get a chance to see Coach tonight. I was disappointed because I wanted to see Coach. But I've been in here. You guys know when I was in here. And I told our guys, when they bring that damn Arkansas flag out with 3 minutes to go in a game, and you're yelling your ass off and they can't hear you, that's what it's all about. But that's not the Razorback crowd that I know. You guys got to get your butts. Where's the camera? Where's the Arkansas cameras? You got to get your butts back in this gym. That team deserves it. This university deserves it. Buy your tickets and get your butts back in here. Because this place is hard to win when they're calling the Hawks. And when they bring out that damn flag, man, it's unbelievable. But tonight it wasn't like that. But it didn't have to be like that either. We had lots to do with that. All right, thanks, guys. Now, if y'all get me in trouble with that, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
That was me as a compliment.
That guy. If ESPN wants to figure out how to fix First Take's ratings, it's not moving it from ESPN2 to ESPN1. It's replacing Max Kellerman with Barry Hinson. Just having that guy going up against Stephen A. Smith and just screaming things at each other. I mean, he literally is like a jukebox for takes. He had no interest in commenting on Arkansas's crowd until someone asked him about it. Like, that was not a part of his exchange. That was not a part of the story of the game. His team still lost by 35 points, and he was delighted when someone asked him to go on a tirade about it. He was like, oh, you guys want me to comment on the Arkansas crowd? All right, I'll do it. Like, you could have asked him anything. You could have been like, you know, hey, Barry, how do you feel about the Electoral College? And he would have been like, just going off the deep end. I mean, listen to that. Y'all want me to comment on the Arkansas crowd?
You want me to get on your crowd?
You want me to get on your crowd? I'll get on your crowd. And then he
Where's
was
the camera?
Where is the camera is an all-time great one, too. That's another reason why he should be a replacement host on First Take, is because he understands how to look at the camera when he's delivering that smoldering hot take. And I love how he kept on referencing the flag. Like, he's been in that arena enough to know when they bring out the flag, the fans get excited. 3 minutes to go in that game, they bring out the flag, and that's when the noise happens. I mean, when they bring out the flag, I think he was really disappointed that that process didn't happen again. I mean, this is a coach who lost by 35 points, criticizing the opposing fan base for not being loud enough as his team gets drilled by 35. I've only been working in media for 4.5 years now. So I'm not one of these back in my day kind of guys. My day hasn't been that long, but I haven't seen anything remotely like that. I mean, that was spectacular. I wonder what that guy's wife has to say.
My wife.
I mean, I don't know how she feels about that take. Night Moves, SB Nation Radio.